Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Welcome back to the CEO Hour with your host and executive coach, Bruce Peters.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. And we're here to help you become a better leader and inform you about all the stuff going on in our world.
Yes, and I'm Diana Pilates. Our next guest is Todd Oldham. He's the new Workforce Development Vice President at MCC. That's Monroe Community College. There are thousands of jobs in our country going unfilled because many people don't have the skills and training that need to be these new employees. How higher education and business are coming together to get new training programs up and running, and we'd like to welcome Todd to our show. Hi, Todd.
Hi, thank you.
Welcome, Todd. Good to meet you after all this time. We've heard so many good things about the work that you've done there, and particularly the work with FAME, but one of the conversations that you've been having with them is not about the development of new jobs as much as filling the jobs that are already there. And that's a lot of the conversation that's been going on.
That's correct.
Now, tell us a little bit about your role at MCC.
Well, my role is actually a new position that the college created, a new vice president's position, and actually a new division. It's essentially a fifth division in the college where we've taken six areas of the college, five of which are programmatic in their focus, and one of which is administrative, which is basically grants development. And we pulled them together to form a new division that the commonality between those areas is that they focus on economic development and workforce development by kind of the very nature of their activity. And so my role is really to lead that group, but also to be an advocate within the college for resources around career technical education and workforce training, but also clearly to partner with businesses much more proactively and to collaborate so that we can address some of these issues that we're facing.
So partner with business, so working with companies to say, hey, what do you need to get the workforce trained in that respect?
Well, yes. I mean, I think one of the big areas that we need to address, and you probably have heard it somewhat from Mike and Dina from FAME, which is one of our key partners, is to boost our enrollments, specifically within career technical education, particularly around our advanced manufacturing programs. As you know, there is especially a worker shortage. Part of the reason for that is there's not enough qualified people that they can hire. And our programs, the purpose of them clearly is to create those qualified workers. But when we're struggling for enrollment, is really, I think, some of the same reasons that they struggle to have the workers.
Oh, yes. Okay. So why is this important to MCC?
Well, as a community college, clearly our mission is to serve our community, not just traditional students, but also our business community in general with workers. That's something. In fact, the college itself was formed in response to a nursing shortage, actually, about 50 years ago. That's why it was put together. So that's been something that's very much a part of who we are, and we take that very seriously. It's very important, too, for our region because a significant amount of our private sector payroll comes from manufacturing. So as a community college, it's really part of our mission to help address that.
It's sometimes forgotten, isn't it, that manufacturing still is important in our in our neck of the woods, and particularly technical manufacturing and advanced manufacturing as you're describing it.
Yeah, and we talked with Mike about this, Mike Mandina from FAME, which is Finger Lakes Area Manufacturers.
Yeah, Finger Lakes Advanced Manufacturing Enterprise.
Advanced Manufacturing Enterprise, yes.
That's easy for you to say.
Yes.
I always forget the A there. When we talked with him about these new jobs, this is a different face of manufacturing. We keep telling everybody, and this is not just in our area but everywhere, manufacturing's dead, manufacturing's dead. Everything's made somewhere else. Everything's built somewhere else. That's not true.
No, it's not. Unfortunately, I think one of the problems that we're facing clearly is we've had decades of manufacturing being bashed, I don't think necessarily always intentionally, but it's our culture. We're just brought up, manufacturing's dead, and that's kind of just almost like people accept that as a fact. And I think part of the problem is that when folks think of these jobs, they're really thinking of a manufacturing that isn't almost is really on the decline. But they're not thinking of a 21st century manufacturing. They're not thinking of the 21st century manufacturing worker. And so what we're talking about and what Mike's talking about, and certainly if you visit his company, the kind of high-tech environment that's there, you know, multi-million dollar machines, heavily computer controlled, very high-tech, you know, you need some real skill sets to run those. We're not talking about you know, a primitive form of manufacturing at all, and it's a type of job where clearly occupation, I should say, where there are not only jobs, you know, and there's programs that exist at least here in Rochester that can train them people for those jobs, and many of those positions, they're actually in some cases more secure, really, which is kind of antithetical to most people think, than a lot of if they go for a college for all kind of approach, which is pretty much dominant our higher education system, where people come out and they get maybe a little arts degree or something, and then they're unemployed and they have incredible amounts of debt. When you look at these opportunities, it's a real shame that more students aren't and their parents aren't aware of them as being valid options. And so we really feel strongly that that's one of the areas that in collaborating with FAME and the college and other groups that we can make a lot of headway in terms of making more awareness so that parents and students see these fields as viable, or at least understand them for what they are and not based upon a reaction against this kind of old manufacturing, you know, thinking of it right. In that terms in a very very unfavorable job that doesn't lead to any kind of satisfactory life.
Yeah, so Todd, how do you go about that? I mean, how do you educate? I mean, parents need to get educated, high school students need to get how do you go about that? Because there is this, you're not going to solve this overnight, right? You've got, you know, many, many years of people looking at it differently.
That's correct. I mean, it's certainly complicated. It's involved. I think it's made more difficult by the fact that, you know, we're in an environment where public education is, you know, at the higher education, certainly our budgets are declining. I think it's very safe to say clearly that's true of the K-12 system. So the way that we're looking at doing that is, one, is by working with organizations like FAME and the, you know, RTMA and ROPC, our Photonics Cluster, and looking at how we can put together programs that reach earlier on students, really before they've made a decision of where they're going to go, so that they're informed on these occupations. Some of the things we've done what we've called our optics sizzler for the optics cluster, where we've in the summer kind of hold basically a boot camp that prefaces them, gets them involved, gets industry involved. They get tours of facilities. They get to see the type of work they would be doing, a sense for the field, and then they're also potentially connected up with scholarships that are available for them to receive to be able to come into the program here at the college. The other piece is, and the FAME's done a lot of, is the terms of tours, where we invite students and their parents to take tours of facilities to actually see this high-tech equipment and this high-tech environment for, you know, and get a better appreciation for what it is. Some of the things that we're looking at as well, other schools have done, where they actually, you know, put together more elaborate mobile labs that they can actually take out to students, they can take out to events to try to expose, again, a greater public awareness of these fields. So I think it starts there. Dual credit is another program that we've been doing, really ramping out, particularly on the optics side, but we were looking at ramping that out. And for those of your listeners who might not be familiar with what dual credit or dual enrollment is, it's basically when a student, high school student, can take a class at their high school, but at the same time they're receiving college credit. That you know, so they're getting exposed to a field, but they also get a little bit toward ramping that to a degree when they transfer.
Todd, you know, it sounds as if you created a whole different and separate department in MCC to deal with these things that we're talking about. And your position, is your position a brand new position, or are you filling an existing position?
This position is new. Is new.
So this is a significant commitment by MCC to reach out into this space and fill this need.
I would say so. I mean, if you look at, I'll speak from a two-year perspective, if you look at many community colleges across the country, you know, that are in tough situations at this time, budgetary-wise, you know, it's a lot of schools have de-invested from these types of programs because they're very expensive, relatively speaking, to other traditional academic programs.
And particularly to get started, right?
Well, very much. I mean, the schools that have applied technology centers like we have here at MCC, I mean, there's millions and millions of dollars of equipment in those facilities. You obviously need a specialized facility in the first place. You need, of course, have the the investment, but then you also have to maintain that investment. If you're teaching, you know, again, by that very nature of its technical education, you have a level of obsolescence within the equipment.
And a specialized faculty that can teach these things, right?
That's correct. Yeah. Yes. So it's a different animal. It's a different animal from which you might see, you know, that you're teaching an English class or history class where you can have much higher enrollment just by the nature that it's lecture-based, and you may not have labs, or if you, you know, whereas with a current technical education, typically you have smaller classes. That could be for safety reasons. It's also because you have only so much equipment. It's a different animal, and that makes it by definition more expensive to run.
And one of the things that comes to my mind is that if MCC is successful with this, it is in a sense becomes a competitive advantage for our community, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the the recent work that we've done in the community, certainly with the regional economic development councils, that you know we're right in the middle of those, it's all about being competitive as a region, recognizing what our strengths are, and having a highly trained workforce, not just highly educated, but obviously a highly skilled workforce, a middle skilled workforce, to take those positions. For example, manufacturing, that we can actually support these companies in the work that they're doing. In the long term, it's a real problem for the United States economy if we continuously have such a large shortage of these types of workers, because it's really hindering these companies that are really keeping manufacturing alive. If they don't have workers, then that's a difficult position to be in.
Yeah, it's one thing to take it offshore for money, and it's another thing to take it offshore because we don't have the trained workers.
Right. That hurts. The music means we need to take a break, and when we come back, more with Todd Oldham and an economy that works through community colleges like MCC.
You're listening to the CEO Hour on WS Radio, the worldwide leader in Internet.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it, the process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $20,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high quality solution for almost any size building you need, churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-603-9978. That's 800-603-9978. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-603-9978. That's 800-603-9978.
Touch the screen.
Amazing.
No, really, touch it. Go ahead and experience it. Imagine at your next trade show or event, giving your customers and prospects a unique brand experience. Immersing them in your brand and creating an environment for them to not just see, but to virtually touch and feel your products and services. Multi-touch presentations enhance the touchscreen experience. Avery Marketing develops customized applications for multi-touch presentations. You can now interact with your media using multiple touches and gestures on video displays, giving your audience a customized, interactive experience that will leave them asking for more. To see some of our custom presentations and find out if multi-touch or any of our other marketing services are right for you, visit our website at AveryMarketing.com. Avery Marketing, fresh perspective, exceptional craft, inspired creative. Avery Marketing provides strategic brand marketing solutions that engage customers and prospects in your brand experience. A small business takes a lot to operate, a lot of knowledge, a lot of time, and most importantly, a lot of heart. Family First Federal Credit Union knows that small businesses are the lifeblood of our communities, allowing them to grow and thrive. That's why we're here for small business owners with a full menu of business lending products, products that can be tailored to your business. Since credit unions are member-owned, not-for-profit institutions, we're able to offer personalized service and customized loans, things the big banks can't. Family First will even be there for your employees when they need a financial partner they can trust. We're the people who live down the street, work by your side, and want to see your business succeed. Visit www.familyfirstny.com or call us at 585-586-8225 to find out more about how together we can help your small business flourish. Family first, growing with your business, but never outgrowing it.